This is the My Whittier Podcast. I'm your host, Bob Reese, longtime Whittier resident and self-proclaimed foodie. I thought it would be fun to give you a local's perspective on the city of Whittier, California, the city we all call home. On this podcast, we celebrate Whittier's past, present, and future. We champion small business, and we embrace community. Welcome back to the show. Whittier, welcome back to the My Whittier Podcast. Today is Thursday, December 21st. This is the last podcast of 2023. We usually drop on Wednesday, but I thought to myself, I need to put a bow on this thing. This is the last week that I could do a podcast, and then we're going to go into hiatus for a little while. So here we are, the My Whittier Podcast, the last show of the year. I'm so glad you could join me. I'm actually not even going to post this on Instagram or Facebook. This is basically for anyone that follows the My Whittier Podcast. You'll get a notification, and hopefully you'll listen to this. And yeah, we'll have our goodbyes right now because we're days away from Christmas. And then we're rolling right into New Year's. Hopefully you guys are all set with your shopping. If not, you got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So you still have some time. And I would definitely recommend you hitting the Whittier area for your shopping. I mean, there's so many little shops here with unique gifts. And we all know how small business works. If you put your money right, if you keep your money right here in Whittier, it's such a huge benefit to the city and to the small business owners that you support. So make sure and consider that. You don't want to drive around. I mean, it's too late for Amazon. Nothing's going to get here on time at this point. And you can pop into any one of the shops here in the Uptown Whittier area, in the East Whittier area, and grab anything that you need. So consider that. I also wanted to take the time. We're just going to wrap today. We're not going to edit this too much. We're just going to flow with it and give you this last podcast. I'd want to definitely thank everybody who was on the My Whittier Podcast this year. Everybody that came on as a guest and supported the show, supported my vision of the show. You know, I always say this is a small little mom and pop podcast. This is the little store on the corner, the local store right there on the corner. And that was kind of my vision of the podcast, you know, just to kind of give you an update, a very locals look at what's happening here in the city and all of the events that are going on and stuff like that. All of the interesting people that we have here. I haven't even really touched on, scratch the surface and all of that, but you got to start somewhere, and we're trying to, produce the show, a great show for you, and deliver. And I don't know, maybe next year I'll get some more equipment. I mean, right now it's basically a microphone and a laptop and sometimes an iPad and a microphone. So not a high tech situation here, but it gets the job done. And, but yeah, maybe we'll upgrade next year. Who knows, who knows how that's all going to shake out. But I wanted to thank everybody that was on the show, everybody from Foo Hauser, Californication, my boy Foo Hauser is doing such a great job with his platform and, all the research he puts into his stories and all the hard work he does. Thank you for, being a part of the show, man. And thank you for being so supportive. We talk offline and chop it up sometimes, so I really appreciate that, man. So thank you for that. Esther the Medium, another really supportive person that is just amazing. Thank you for being on the show. Jacob Caputo, he does the haunted tours in Whittier, and that he actually owns the highest rated show on the My Whittier Podcast this year. He had the most listens on his interview. So thank you, Jacob. And I know that you're doing amazing things at the Whittier Museum now. So continue to grace us with your knowledge and entertain us with your great, great tours. We thank you, Ricky Magana, Raghouse Vintage. Thank you, bro. Ryan Banfield, William Ha, Eric Hauser, Aaron Melendrez, man, thank you. Uptown Provisions, the guy is like the busiest guy in Whittier, and he found time to come on and talk on the My Whittier podcast. I really appreciate that. Brandy Rometta, doing such great things with the Whittier Walk for Wellness. Mexi Papa showed up and interviewed on this podcast, and that was really, really cool. That was a great experience. Mike Cyril, Mondo Moya at Fat Perps, my go-to barbecue guy. I haven't been in so long. I'm jonesing for some good barbecue, but not only does the guy make delicious barbecue, he's a solid dude. You know what I mean? He's a real one, and I consider him a friend. And thank you, Mondo. Thank you, and Patty. Thank you guys for supporting me and always cheering me on. And it does not go unnoticed. I promise you that. So thank you guys for your friendship, and thank you for coming on the show. And Bricks and Mini Figs, everybody over there at Bricks and Mini Figs, everybody's at Madre's Brunch, Stacy and Gil at Unidos, community events. You guys are amazing. We're going to have you on next year as well. So just everybody that joined me this year on this crazy journey of podcasting once a week. I think we almost did it. There were times where I wasn't able to do it, but I did my best, and you guys tuned in, and I can't thank you guys enough. And I would love to get your feedback. Message me, private message me, email me, do whatever you can. Let me know how I can improve the podcast. If you have any ideas, I would love to hear them. You know, I like to, at the end of the year, kind of assess how I did across the board, you know, with life, with business, you know, personal goals, stuff like that. I like to just look at it all and say, how far did I come to accomplishing all of my goals? And of course, you know, we're all human. We're going to come up short a lot of the times, and there's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be some challenges and all that. But I have come to the realization that every challenge, every shortcoming is a learning situation. You know, it's a learning opportunity to learn something new and navigate around it. And I just have a new outlook on things, and it's working. It's really working for me. And I hope that you guys take that same approach. You know, you think about things in a certain way, and it really does make a difference. It really does make a difference. It sounds hokey, but, you know, when people say, think positive thoughts, speak positive affirmations and all that stuff, I truly believe it. I really believe it all works. There are some caveats to that. You got to really believe what you're telling yourself, but I would do some research on that, guys, because it really does work, and it's helped me grow immensely. And you know, we're all learning every day. You know, no one's perfect. I am far from perfect, but I'm definitely on that journey of self-discovery, trying to be better, trying to put out a product that's decent, you know, especially with the podcast. I want to kind of carve more time out for certain things so that I could produce it, curate it, really put the time and effort into it and make it something I could be proud of. You know, you want to do something really well. And so, I want to carve out some time so that when I do stuff like this, that it's good. It's good for you guys. You know, the vision I had for the podcast was achieved. This is a local Whittier centric podcast, and we talk about Whittier, California. I'm a Whittier local. Most of you are Whittier locals, or maybe you lived here before, and you enjoy hearing about what's going on here in the city of Whittier, California, the events, the people, the small businesses, the community, and the past, present, and future of Whittier, California. And that's what we have created. That's what we're trying to cultivate on this show. And at first, when I came up with the idea, I thought, man, I don't think anybody's going to listen to this because it's just such a niche, such a narrow point of view. It's just Whittier. But over time, there's so much that Whittier has to offer. So much history, so many people here, so many talented people here, so many small businesses, so much food going on here in the city of Whittier. You know, it's funny though, because I did some Christmas shopping last weekend on Sunday in Uptown Whittier. And, you know, Whittier is known for food now. And it's a foodie destination. There's a lot of bars, a lot of food and stuff like that. We love our food here in Whittier. And we got some good stuff. But when I went to do some Christmas shopping, I was really pleasantly surprised to rediscover what we have here in the city of Whittier. You know, there's so many great little spots to shop at, and we need more of that. We need more of you guys out there to follow your dream and passion and open up small businesses here in the city of Whittier, not just in Uptown Whittier, but everywhere. And I think that would be such a welcoming experience for everybody, because back in the day, we used to have Hallmark and Vans. You could buy Vans uptown and different little shops, the bookstore and the costume shop. There was all kinds of stuff up there. And we got to get back to that. We got to have a good mix of business and food that go together, so that everybody has a reason to go uptown and spend some money, you know? So I had a really good time at Aura's. I went up there and got some really cool things up there. I went to Uptown 2000. That was super, super cool. They have the best concert shirts and just all kinds of really cool stuff. If you haven't been in there, they got posters. They got stickers, they got toys, they got Funko, all kinds of stuff, man. It's a really good store and a really great place to get gifts if you guys are looking to do that. I went to Luna Soul Mexican Vintage and love it there. Love it there. Janelle is amazing. And I remember when I got married, we got our ring pillow there at Luna Soul. That's how long ago, how long we've been shopping there. And every year at Christmas time, I make a pit stop in there and spend some money to support her and buy gifts, because they're great gifts. They're handmade, cultural gifts. It's a specialty store focusing on Mexican vintage clothing, art, books, and jewelry. And I really, really, really love that store. I went by the Wishing Well. The Wishing Well Toy Store, Whittier's only toy store. And right next door, Port Lebain. And they have some really, really good stuff there too as well. So get out there, guys. Get out there in the Uptown Whittier area and take a look at what is here in Whittier. I mean, those are just a few. But even if you travel East Whittier, West Whittier, South Whittier, there are places and things everywhere, and you guys got to get out there and explore what's going on. I know that Uptown Whittier is going to go through a huge renovation, a huge facelift, and I don't really know all the details on that. I know it was approved, and they're going to start on that very soon, so I don't know what that's going to look like moving into 2024. That's a huge project. It's a huge project. There is going to be some earth moving, tree chopping, and street closure type of stuff going on. So I don't know. It just started raining right now again here in Whittier. I don't know how that's going to all shake out. I'm hoping to get you some answers And in the new year, we'll sit down and find out if we can get somebody to get us some answers to all of those questions that you guys might have or might be wondering about. But yeah, big resurgence, big makeover happening in Uptown Whittier. And speaking of new places, I went to The Stand the other day. That was taken over. It used to be Grub Burger, but it was taken over by The Stand, and they did a really, really good job of the takeover. It's really good food. They got a great menu. Burgers, hot dogs, sandwiches, salads, a lot of good stuff. And it was good. My dad really loves it. My dad likes the burgers at The Stand. He's like, this is the best meat, man. This is good stuff. This is what it's supposed to taste like. They grill it perfectly. So he's a big fan. I enjoyed it. And I heard that originally they're opening another stand in Long Beach. If you know anybody in Long Beach, they're going to open in Long Beach, and another one coming soon in Chino Hills. That's the word on the street. And but I heard it started out as a hot dog stand. And it's funny because I had the hot dog when I went. I had a chili dog. But the hot dog itself was really tasty. It just had that snap, that taste. And I'm a hot dog connoisseur. So I understand what the flavor profile is there. But it had it. It had it. And I heard that it started out as a hot dog place. And so try out the hot dog if you get a chance. But The Stand is really good. It's a great, great spot. I'm glad that something took over that spot. It's a really great location. That patio is diamonds. You can sit out there on a really nice day and have a nice drink. And even a day like today, you could get in there and just kind of watch the rainfall and have a drink and just relax. I think I'm going to head over there Friday night. We'll see how that goes. Kick off the holiday weekend. But we'll see how that goes. But yeah, check it out, The Stand. It definitely gets my stamp of approval. I like it. And I had a really good time. We went there after the parade. After the parade last year, we went home, changed, relaxed for a bit. And then we headed over to The Stand with my parents and my niece. And we had a really good time. And it was a good experience. I also went to, like I said, I'm just kind of going off the cuff here, guys. So whatever comes to mind, I'm talking about it. I went to Wen Chef on Greenleaf. Wen Chef Taqueria. And I've been hearing about this place for a really long time. And I walk by it every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning I walk by. And I hear a lot of good things about it. People like it. They enjoy it. So finally, I stopped by and grabbed breakfast for my parents. I see my parents every Sunday. So I walked the dog uptown, I placed an order, and then headed back to my parents with the food. And I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not going to bash the place because it's good. It's a good place. The tacos were good. You know, it's a standard, straightforward taco. You're hungry, you need a couple tacos, you're good to go, man. Pastor, asada. Carnitas, which is nice because a lot of places don't carry carnitas. It was good. Good. Is it like, wow? No, not for me. Not for me. I mean, but I'm just one guy. It's just my opinion. The chorizo burrito, breakfast burrito, wasn't up to par in my opinion. It just, I don't know, man. It had very little chorizo and it was, I don't know. It was a strange. I was very surprised, to be honest with you, on that burrito. Usually, pretty much anywhere you go and order that burrito, it's going to be packed full of chorizo and other things. But this one was really sparse. So that was disappointing. But the tacos were good. And the menudo I grabbed from Jack's. I didn't get the menudo there. I got the menudo from Jack's. And Jack's menudo, guys, I'm telling you, it might be the best in town. I'm not even joking with you. Jack's Restaurant. I know what you're thinking. It's a coffee shop. But I'm telling you, they have the best menudo that I've tasted. A very close second is Greenleaf Cafe. Very close second. But I prefer Jack's over that one, personally. I don't know. It's damn good. My dad actually had a bowl yesterday. It was raining. He ordered it, went and got it, took it home, and he goes, it was on point. It was good again. And they serve it 7 days a week. And speaking of chorizo burritos, if you're looking for a good one, Jack's has the My Whittier Chorizo Burrito. Yeah, named after me. So grab it. I would actually, when you order that one, though, order it without the rice. It comes with beans and rice. I prefer it without the rice. But hey, knock yourself out. Do whatever you want to do. I order it with without the rice and a side of chips. Great burrito. Great menu, though. So yeah, but when Chef, it's good. It's good. I'll go back and try some other things. It didn't knock my socks off. You know, the expectation for me when it comes to tacos is Chema's. Chema's is like the standard, the gold standard. And so that's kind of what I compare everything to. That's just my personal favorite. I just love those tacos. So, yeah, that's what we're going on there. But if you like it, and a lot of you do like it, I understand. Everybody has their own preference. And that's across the board. I always say that. I am definitely not an expert. It's one guy's opinion. And, you know, you might really love something I don't like, and I might really love something that you don't like. So there's that. But yeah, everybody has their own preference. I mean, especially with pizza. God, we have so much pizza here in the city of Whittier, and you know, everybody's like, the best. Well, there's so much good stuff here. So I'm gonna break that down really soon. We're gonna get into the pizza game. Because there's a lot to get to when it comes to pizza in Whittier. And there's so much to talk about. So many interesting people, so many talented people here in the city of Whittier. So many events, so much history. And we gotta sit down and figure out how we're going to tackle this beast of a podcast next year. And how we're going to just integrate all that good stuff into the show. I'm rambling, but that's just the way it's going to go down on the last episode of 2023. Thank you guys for joining me. Thank you for hanging in there all year long and tuning in. And a lot of you tell me that you listen to the podcast driving home, you listen to the podcast while you're working out, you listen to the podcast while you're working from home, and all the different ways you listen to the podcast. I really, really appreciate that. And again, one of the things I love to hear when it comes to the My Whittier podcast is the positivity that we try to share with you on this show and on my platform, Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. I try to deliver a positive message, not a fake message, but a positive message, you know, something that I can be proud of. I want to shine a light on the city of Whittier that, shows the good things in Whittier. All cities have challenges. All cities have things that are, you know, that aren't so great. But my point of view is shining a light on the things that are good. Because there's a lot of good things too. There's a lot of great things here in Whittier. And the one of the best things about Whittier is the people. The people of Whittier that live here, the residents of Whittier, are such a loyal group of people. They're so proud of their city. And even if you move away and go to another city, you still consider Whittier your hometown and you love it here. Yes, there's people that can't wait to get the hell out of here. Yes, there's people that can't stand Whittier. I understand. It's all good. But we're here to celebrate the city and put our best foot forward. And that's what we do on the My Whittier platform. And I like it. I like that's how we roll. And I like hearing that you guys get that message. I really, really appreciate that. So we're going to continue on next year. I don't know when I'll be back, but we will be back, and we will be delivering another podcast for you. And so Merry Christmas. Have a fantastic Christmas. Enjoy yourself. Be in the moment. Spend time with your family and friends and be in the moment, guys. I was, I don't know if you're going to get this, but I was watching a lot of old movie stars, like how they passed away and what their life was like and stuff like that. I was watching like Gilligan's Island, the stars of Gilligan's Island and the stars of Laverne and Shirley, just across the board, all the stars that you know and love who lived a great life and they passed away and they left a legacy behind. And some of them are kind of dark. I mean, stuff happens to these people and you're like, wow, I had no idea they went through it. You know, guy was married four times and, different diseases and sometimes not so great deaths and stuff like that. And a lot of times, especially the older stars, they're just forgotten. They get forgotten. You know, the generation now doesn't really know who they were or what they did, and they don't even care a lot of times, which is sad because some of these actors were prolific in their time. And I was looking at that and I'm going, man, that's so amazing and kind of bizarre that you can live a life and you're striving to live this life. And I don't know, some people go for legacy. Obviously, a lot of us live for our families, you know, so that they could be okay when we're gone and stuff like that. But ultimately, guys, what matters is right now. Right now, like the things you do on a daily basis with the family and friends that you have today is what matters. You got to pour that in to everything that you have right now in front of you, because the past is the past and the future hasn't happened yet. And hopefully we'll have a future, but you got to pour it all into right now. The present moment is where it's at. And that's kind of what I live day to day by now. I try to pour it all out and give every day my all and accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish each day. And that's what matters, man. We're in the game right now. And, we're trying to score every day. Every day we're trying to score that touchdown, man. And I don't want to get to a point where it's a hamster wheel type of thing where you're just like grinding, grinding, grinding. But no, you're enjoying your life in the moment. You know, sometimes you got to put down the phone, stop scrolling, and just live your life. Turn it off and live your life. And that's one of the things that I have a really, really hard time with, because obviously Instagram, Facebook is how we communicate. And that's kind of what I built my platform on. But there are times where I just don't want to do it. I just do not want to pick that thing up. I just want to enjoy my life, the real life, you know, with the people I love. So that's what I'm about, man. And I think moving into next year, that's one of the things I want to work on. There are no New Year's resolutions for me this year. It is just a constant work in progress. We're going to take the year and assess it and then break it down and just go from there. I am approaching 4 months of walking every day. Or Monday through Friday is when I really put the effort into walk Monday through Friday I walk. And I'm coming end of December will be 4 months that I've been on this kind of journey of working out and trying to wrestle this demon, I guess you could call it. I don't know. I've just been hell bent on trying to get back in shape. And it's difficult. When you're 54 years old and you make that decision, man, there's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of hard work that goes into this. And I think I mentioned this before where I started it and I'm like, okay, after 2 months, I'll see a big change and we'll be ready to roll. And then 2 months came by and I was like, huh, not much going on there. 3 months. Not much going on there. And now I'm coming up on 4 months and I see a little bit of change. I do. But now, like I talked about before, I'm going long-term with it. I'm thinking long-term. So I'm really, really looking forward to what next year is going to look like. Like April or May. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm going to focus on trying. No, I'm not going to try. I'm going to focus on doing all the right things and putting in the work and, accomplishing my goal there, because it is hard work. It is a long process with patience required. And so I'm all in on that one. I'm going to just focus on that, get through these holidays and then keep up, hit the new year running and keep rolling with that. So what do you guys have going on? Do you have any, New Year's resolutions? Do you assess the year or do you just kind of go, turn the page, another year. It is what it is. I get it. I'm a planner though, man. I try to plan as much as I can and I try to be as organized as I can. And I'm human though, man. I fall off the train and get back on and try to just do it. But I am totally trying every time, every day, every month, every year, trying to get better. And we probably never will get there, but hey, we got to have something to aspire to. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. So guys, I love y'all. I can't thank you enough for your support. We lost some followers and we gained some followers. It happens. And truthfully, in this stage of the game, 11 years in, and we have, I don't even know how many followers we have across each platform. It's a pretty good number. But I am here 100% for the people that follow me, for the people that are positive and want to be part of this whole My Whittier thing. And I'm here for you. That's who I do the podcast for. That's what I content create for the people that enjoy it. There's so many different people doing, you know, different things out there, and I get it. And you guys have your favorites, and a lot of you pick My Whittier, and I really, really appreciate that. And if I'm not your cup of tea, it is all good. There is no hard feelings. Trust me, I get it. If I was out there, I don't even know if I'd like me, to be honest with you. I don't know. I'm a little much sometimes. But thank you guys for a great year. Thank you for following me. If you have friends and family that don't follow My Whittier on Instagram or Facebook, let them know what we're doing here. We want all the followers we can so we can keep letting people know what's going on in this great city of Whittier, California. And big thank you to the Whittier Parks and Recs, Margo, and everybody over at the Whittier Parks and Recs this year for letting me be a part of the concerts in the park and sponsoring that whole thing. Thank you. Thank you, guys. It was such an awesome experience to work with you guys. I hope we could do it again. I really, really appreciate it. I didn't want to forget to shout you guys out. But thank you guys for everything. And also, I mean, the cherry on top, the Grand Marshal, the community Grand Marshal at the Whittier Parade. I mean, my God, I could actually stop everything right now and be totally happy. I could literally pull the plug on My Whittier and be totally happy right now, because that was the accumulation of so much hard work. That was the cherry on top. That was the icing on the cake. That was everything, man, that I ever imagined it would be like. And I can't thank you guys enough, because you guys did it. You're the reason why all this has happened. So thank you once again, not to beat a dead horse, but the Grand Marshal, I'm happy about that. It's like a freaking bucket list moment for me. And I'm going to cherish that for the rest of my life. And I have you guys to thank for that. So, Merry Christmas. I hope that you enjoyed the podcast. Sorry it was a rambling one, but I thought, you know what? I'm just going to let it flow and let it ride for the last podcast of the year and give you a little piece of me and end it on that note. So thank you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I will see you next year. God bless. Take care.